Shout out to the player of the day, Brett. Don't miss out on your chance to see Train and Rio Speedwagon at Dos Equis Pavilion on August 26th. Visit LiveNation.com for your ticket, or you can try to win your way in by texting Train to 22126. That's Train to 22126.
Thank you, Justin. But what concert are we pubbing?
You said Rio Speedwagon.
Yeah. Who is it?
What's the problem?
It's REO Speedwagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. They're an indie band. Not many people know about them.
Not mainstream at all.
Lando was so disappointed in me.
I love how he slowed it down and enunciated. Man. REO Speedwagon.
Those are good drops to have,
too. What an idiot.
So, and we decided, you know what? Let's have some fun on a Wednesday, and maybe Monty can discover REO Speedwagon for the first time. Because admittedly, to me, this has always been kind of a punchline band, and because their heyday was pretty much right as I was being thrust into this world.
And for me, I know some of the hits, I know the band name, but I couldn't tell you about their members, I couldn't tell you about their history. I kind of get them confused with... Who's the other band that I was telling
Cheap
you about?
Trick?
No.
Boston.
Styx.
Night Ranger?
Yeah. I can kind of runs together for me.
They all have that early to mid-80s power ballad sound. And really...
Like, I don't know if I could pass a test. Maybe Night Ranger with Sister Christian, because I know that song.
Right,
but
if
you went deep into the catalog, I don't know if I could pass the test of who sings it.
But REO was like a normal rock band in the 70s, and then they decided, okay, let's... add some pop elements here, and if they didn't have some of the guitar riffs they have, you're talking like, I don't know, easy listening type, I don't know, crooning type songs. So, what does Monty think about diving into the greatest hits of REO Speedwagon?
So I've heard this term thrown around, and I don't know if they would fall into this category or not, but would they be what you call butt rock?
Yeah, kind of. But I think butt rock is also like Scorpions and Poison and like glam hair metal. But I think Corby's used butt rock enough to where I think that for all intents and purposes that works.
It's such a broad butt rock is such a broad spectrum now.
So you listen to like some of their greatest hits on Spotify
and
stuff?
Yeah, so I pulled up on I'm an Apple Music pleb.
Okay.
I pulled up their essentials on Apple Music. So I didn't dive into an album. Like I didn't listen to all of You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish.
Great, great album name.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen to The Earth, A Small Man, His Dog, and a Chicken.
Okay.
That was
another
later.
Good one.
That was later, I believe.
That was 1990.
But High Infidelity.
They got away from their roots.
High Infidelity in 1980 was their, I don't know, their opus, their big one with all the hits.
Yeah. I mean, they have, multiple platinum albums. But, I got the big one. So, of course, the first song that comes up is Can't Fight This Feeling.
Oh, out.
Yeah.
I'm out the first note.
Very soft rock.
God. It's...
Oh, baby.
Yeah. I felt it.
You think Chuck Berry made love to this song? Can't Kiss You, Baby.
Her laying under the glass table.
Go take a shower.
But for a couple skate at Westlake,
yeah, I mean, I guess
1988.
Okay,
holding hands with some big-haired blonde.
So this might be slow dance music to you.
Absolutely.
For us, it was like 98 degrees, something like that.
Slowly rocking back and forth,
like the middle school dance. They might roll this out.
So to be fair, I mean, I'd never heard their name pronounced, but like this song, I've certainly heard.
They definitely have same song syndrome, also.
Yeah, there was at one point where I just let the playlist play, and I was like 5 minutes in. I didn't realize if the song had changed to the next one or not.
But their lead singer, Kevin Cronin, he's got a distinct voice.
It's an annoying
voice. I guess.
It kind of is.
That's the first thing I said to Mino. I was like, that dude kind of irritates me.
Okay.
The way he pronounces certain words irritates me.
It was like Super Tramp was the band that I get these... REO Speedwagon confused with.
So speaking of same songy, I thought this kind of sound like their second biggest hit, Keep On Loving You. I mean, I guess it's because they're both power ballady, but it's the same thing.
I like singing along to this in the car.
Yeah. Well, in your Trans Am?
Yeah.
They have two songs that I really like. You haven't gotten there yet. but I'll let you know when you get there.
So overall, I wouldn't say I hate it. I just would never play this myself. And I certainly don't know the words to be able to sing along like you're talking about.
And also, this was an era where they could take their time in the beginning of the song. Like, it takes like a minute to ramp up to the chorus.
They took their time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Sing it, Sean.
Yeah, this is your jam.
Get on with it. Get there. Come
we
on.
Got 4.5 more minutes.
Third baseman's giving you the go sign. Come on.
Oh, we're still not there.
No, we got to wait. For the sake of time, we got to move on to the next song.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, so there's a couple I liked, like Roll With The Changes.
I absolutely love that song.
I think it's, I
do.
That.
It's a great song. The chorus is great.
It's way more upbeat than these other ones.
Maybe that's what it was, just that it didn't put me to sleep. Remind me I don't have a woman.
Yeah.
Going over the list here. Yeah, so some other ones again. I don't really know what albums these were from, but Don't Let Him Go. All right. Another song I listened to was Keep Pushing.
What's that about?
I think about giving birth.
Okay.
That was off the 1976 album, REO.
Oh, REO?
Yeah.
Rio.
Yeah, Rio.
Subtitled. I also listened to In My Dreams, One Lonely Night, and Back on the Road Again. And yeah, I mean, again, it was fine for our exercise, but just overall the style of music.
So you're not gonna, you're not gonna put on Time for Me to Fly.
No, it
you're
was
jamming down Central.
It was fun to put in a Twitter reply, but it's not something that I'm gonna put in my playlist.
There wasn't any one song you'd add?
Because
I was listening on my way home yesterday.
I mean, Roll With The Changes.
Hearing
probably.
Roll With The Changes, I was like, all right, hit the plus sign on there.
Yeah, that was fine.
If you're tired of the same old story, just turn some pages.
This is a good breakup.
It's a great
song.
Chorus.
Just got to leave this relationship.
I mean, like I said, 90 to 95% of what I listen to is all one genre anyway. Like, if I ever branch out, it's like when I'm riding with my dad and he has Ozzy's Boneyard SiriusXM on. And like that's what kind of reminded me of was riding around with my dad.
Yeah. Yeah, this is mom and dad music for sure.
Yeah.
So we might actually owe Justin an apology for his e-brake with Rio Speedwagon.
Uh-oh.
So the band name, REO Speedwagon, they got the name because they liked the logo. So the Rio Speedwagon is a type of car, a Rio.
Hmm.
Is named after Ransom Eli Olds,
Rio
who
Speedway.
Founded Oldsmobile. He kind of got kicked out of his own company. He started a new car and called it Rio. And the Rio Speedwagon was one of the cars.
Hmm.
They liked the logo of it, so they took it. But instead of using Rio Speedwagon, they called it REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, REO Speedwagon.
So there is a Rio Speedwagon. Yes. Yeah,
classic rock history.
Looking at the car.
Monty just... decided to
sorry,
give
fellas.
Us an education.
I'm a big gearhead.
He's a big car nut.
I'm not gonna apologize for being a gearhead.
Alright, well, next time we
so you give it a C minus ish.
Yeah. And now I gotta get Sean to listen to some Juice WRLD.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Whatever. Mariah Carey. That's the thing.
Juice WRLD.
Mariah Carey's in my wheelhouse. I have no idea about her music whatsoever. But yeah, we can
I think
do
you're
Juice
fine
WRLD.
That way.
The booty.
Yeah. Yeah, the booty.
The booty.